Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're going to talk more high school baseball here on Drive Time Sports. Talked softball earlier in the show, just talked Major League Baseball, let's talk high school. Tomorrow, the 3A state tournament is going to continue, and it's win or go home for the Emory Spartans after suffering a loss to the number one ranked team, JUAB, in a game that came down to the wire. We're going to talk about that and more right now. Joining us over the phone, we have manager Rob Smith. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, always look forward to it, Coach. And before we jump into tomorrow's game, I just talked about the way you guys played in that second round matchup with number one, JUAB. Not only did you have a solid opportunity to win this game, you had JUAB really on the ropes. You could sense some sort of urgency from this team.
Yeah, we've played great baseball, that type of baseball that I've been saying, hey, we're capable of it. We just got to put a game together and have it. And we played that game. Unfortunately, came up short. Ball didn't quite bounce our way when we needed it to, and that's baseball. So bounce back, and let's get ready to go again this week.
Yeah, over the weekend, Coach, you guys pick up a victory over Morgan. You dominate 12-1, and then suffer that loss to JUAB 5-3. So it wasn't as if it was just one game. I mean, you guys played solid baseball throughout the entire day.
Yeah, I mean, we swung the bats well. They threw their ace against JUAB threw their ace against us, and we hit him well. We gave ourselves chances. We had runners on and in scoring position almost every inning.
Throughout the weekend, Coach, you also got a solid performance from Luke Stilson. He was dynamic at the plate, came up with some real timely hits.
Yeah, Luke swung it well. I was more happy with how he threw against Morgan. Going into the game, didn't know a lot about Morgan. Just basically looking at their box scores, some looked like they swung it well some games and struggled other games. So, you know, we threw Luke and he went out and dealt. He gave up one hit, and it was actually on a bunt. Kind of a tough deal there. So,
all in all, Coach, when you look at some of the other performances, because obviously pitch count does matter, and I know not as much last week, considering these kids had almost a full week off, but is there any certain way you approach what now lies ahead, knowing that you guys have the pitch count and you have to win essentially seven games to win a championship?
It definitely is in the back of my mind, but you can't look past anybody. You got to go win. It's win or go home. So I feel like we got to attack it. We got to be aggressive and use who we have to use and try to piece it together after that. So,
I know it's the win-or-go-home mindset. Sometimes it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it because it is win-or-go-home, but in the same token, you want to make sure you set yourself up for the next round. That's got to be a real tricky way to manage, right? I mean, do you think about, okay, if I pull this kid now, we can still save him for, say, Friday? I mean, do you think of any of that, Coach, or is it just one game at a time from here on out?
You know, a little bit, just kind of a one game here, one game at a time here is my thought. We've talked about it a little bit as a coaching staff, and like I said, it's win or go home. You got to make it to the next day, and then we're going to try to piece it together from there.
Again, our guest right now, manager Rob Smith of the Emory Spartan baseball team. We'll talk about Emory's opponent, North St. Pete, tomorrow. Coach, it is an opponent that we've seen before. 1:30 start time of this game against North St. Pete, a squad that did knock off Providence Hall to get to this stage.
Yeah, North St. Pete, you know, we had them earlier in the year. For six innings, we played really well. Fell apart in one inning. You know, but what it comes down to is kind of what I preached all year, play good, clean baseball and put the ball in play, give yourself a chance to score runs, and we should be fine.
Coach, I mean, from a media perspective, I'm always looking at the road, what it's going to take to get back up into the upper half of the bracket. And if you were to get past North St. Pete, you have to believe it's a rematch with Carbon, a team that you guys beat at Carbon. And then you start looking at what's in that upper bracket. I mean, Richfield is still there. That's a team that you had a lot of success against. The road is set up for either Corbin or Emory to really do some damage in this one-loss bracket.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want to be there, and we want to give ourselves a chance. I just mentioned it a second ago, but if we play good, clean baseball, we have a chance to beat anybody. And that's kind of the mindset the kids had going in against JUAB, and we had that opportunity. We just fell a little short. But that's the mindset I want them to have this week is, hey, if you guys play good, clean, relaxed baseball, there's a chance that you can go beat anybody. And that's what I think is true with these kids. So,
well, Coach, I know you're stepping away from practice, so I'm going to let you go here in just a moment. Before I let you go, how do you handle the traveling over the next 3 days? Do you guys take off tonight or tomorrow?
We're going to take off in the morning. We don't play till 1:30, so we don't have to leave way early. We're going to leave in the morning and get a good quality practice in tonight and get the mindset right and go forward.
Well, Coach, again, always a pleasure to get you on. Best of luck as you guys travel up north tomorrow, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Again, Emory tomorrow taking on North San Pete at 1:30 p.m. Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll update you throughout the entire day of all the high school baseball taking place. We are out of time of this edition of the show. I want to thank Coach Rob Smith, Coach Kurt Nunley, and, of course, Bill Lasky for taking out the time to join us. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. Be safe. We are out.